Welcome to the Fatherhood is Lit podcast, where we talk about the best of times, but also pay respect and learn from the crazier times. Our presence matters. Take a ride with us as we show the world how we make our presence felt. Fatherhood is Lit. What's good, Fatherhood? It's your boy, James Lopez, representing for all the dope dads out there with the Fatherhood is Lit podcast. I'm not the type to look at numbers when it comes to viewership or how many people are listening. I'm about adding value to whoever needs it. But I have to say a huge thank you to you. We are up to episode 21 of the podcast, and you, the Fatherhood is Lit community, is the real motivation behind this podcast and so much of what I do. As a dad and entrepreneur, I'm always asking questions, always learning, and love passing that knowledge on to others. So thank you once again for the support. All the DMs, y'all keep them on fire. All the emails and even voice notes y'all send me. Yup, dads are out here sending me voice attachments, letting me know what they think about the content and much more. Salutes to you all. Remember to keep telling a friend to tell a friend. My budget is zero, so I don't pay for listens, views, or super influencers to talk about us like these other dad groups. I let the work speak for itself in a world where most chase viral hits, so share away. The movement keeps moving because of you. With this podcast, I sacrifice time and sometimes my own sanity to drop a new episode every single week. I also do the same with the events we host and the events we partner with brands to host. It's all a sacrifice, but it's all worth it, just like we all sacrifice with fatherhood. I like to tell people that your presence never has to be boring, that you can do things with your kids that you always wanted to do and like to do. That's a fact. But there are moments when we as dads have to sacrifice to make our kids smile. Where we take an L or do things we really don't want to do, like dropping them off at practice or dance rehearsals, all for them. We all have done it, and if you haven't, then you're either lying or simply don't know you took an L. More kudos to you if you can bend over backwards for them and not really care or feel how it affects you. Me, on the other hand, not a day goes by that I'm not reminded of the sacrifices I make so my kids can have a better life. Everything isn't always good or easy to do for them. Many of us sacrifice without time commitment, like school drop-offs, study sessions, etc. Sometimes we do it by participating in activities we hate but know they love, like standing on a line for hours just so that they can do that one ride at the amusement park that they have been fiending to do, knowing damn well that they might even back out. Shit is real out here, but we do it all to give them a memorable childhood. We go all out for our kids, even if it means sacrificing our own happiness for them. That's the topic for today, and that's what separates the real dads from the wannabes, the sacrifices we make on their behalf. For me, it starts with waking up early for them. Every morning I'm up at 5:30 a.m. or earlier. Trust me, I would rather be sleeping at that time, considering I never fall asleep before 11 p.m., I tell myself every morning, tonight, I'm going to sleep super early. Can't be walking around feeling like a zombie with so much shit to do for my kids and myself. That feeling sucks. But guess what? I never fall asleep early, so I guess I'm doing it to myself. You probably know exactly what I mean. So instead, every morning, I roll off of my bed, half asleep, and go wake up my oldest to get him ready for school, knowing that I'm going to have to wake him up at least 3 more times, and we'll probably have a crazy morning because of him. He swears he wakes up on the first attempt and is ready way before me. Total lies. Yes, he's a big boy. He's 13 now. Yes, he can walk to his bus stop alone. And yes, I could use that extra hour of sleep. But I wake up for him the same way many dads wake up for their kids when they could be sleeping. I get a kick out of driving him to his bus stop and having simple short conversations with him in the morning. I even started calling those drop-offs Uber dad moments because I know there are other dads driving their kids everywhere, even when they don't need to. Oh, and we do it for free. Those conversations are everything, but I mainly drop him off because no matter how old he gets, he is still my baby. I sacrifice my sleep to make sure he gets to the bus on time and safe, but I also do it to have some alone time with him. With 3 boys, it's hard getting one-on-one time with all of them. Waking up early, as much as it sucks, gives me that one-on-one time with him every single day. He might not feel like he needs that time with me, but I do. And for that, I will feel like a zombie every day if I must. even if I really love and miss my 8 to 10 hours of sleep a night. That's just the way it is. You ever do something with your kids that you know you hate? That's the part of fatherhood many people hide from sharing. Not everything we do is fun as hell for us. Sometimes we sacrifice by doing things we know they love, but it's torture to us. There's only one thing I hate doing more than waking up early, and that's standing outside in the summer weather. Yep, I'm a Puerto Rican that hates the heat. I also hate beans, so stop the stereotyping. For my kids, though, I will bake in the sun while complaining. I will be there for them if that's what it takes. Like this summer, my wife is a teacher, which leaves us taking vacation mostly during the summertime. You guessed it. I dread it. I swear the worst thing, but also the best thing anyone can say is do it for your kids. Every summer I know I'm about to suffer, and this year was in the form of Disney. Don't get it twisted. I love Disney, but hate the heat. Oh, and that part of waking up early ties into this as well. I hate it when both of them come into play. Shit, I'm upset just thinking about this right now. Don't you hear the tone? It's driving me nuts. We went from humid 90 degree weather in New York City to sunny, hot, humid, feels like 120 degrees Orlando. Talk about a vacation. My type of vacation consists of a not so hot place and waking up whenever I feel like it. Not 100 degree weather from 9 a.m. until the park closes with three kids crying over food and half asleep most of the time. It was that type of heat that had you drenched in sweat in less than 10 seconds. I mean, drenched. That shit is nasty and not for me. I thought about that painful heat every single morning as I sat in a cold hotel room, regretting what the day would bring. I can hear myself telling my kids over and over again, "Behave. We don't have to be here." And them smiling at me like, "Yeah, right. You paid for this. Plus mom is here. We are doing this no matter what. We don't care how much you hate the heat." I complained so much about it online and offline that my friends were hitting me up laughing about it. They even hit me with my own line. They told me, "You're blessed though." My friends are assholes, but they are right. I am blessed to not only see them grow, but to expose them to experiences that they love or might learn to love. Disney is a fantasy to many of these kids. And as much as I hate the heat, if they want Disney, then they get Disney, even if the summertime is the only realistic time for us to go. I will take the displeasure as long as I know they are living it up. Sometimes real dads just have to take the pain and do things they don't like doing in order to make their kids happy. It is what it is, and I'll take that over the alternative of doing nothing, or even worse, not being able to provide these moments to them in the first place. There are times when the things we hate to do are part of the experience. We can use that as an excuse to disappoint our kids or suffer and have some really dope stories about it. I'll take the latter every single time, and trust me, I still complain like crazy. Your children only get one childhood. Make it memorable. I posted a meme stating this on our Instagram page a while back. If you're on IG and not following us, you're playing yourself. Follow us at Fatherhood Is Lit, and remember to tag us or use the hashtag Fatherhood Is Lit so we can show you some love. That meme spoke big time to me when I posted it because my oldest had a huge specialized high school exam the following day. His test was slated for 8 a.m. on a Sunday. Talk about getting up early on your day off. And his friend was having a birthday party the day before the test. I know parents that would have said, "Nah, no party for him. He has to stay home to study for the exam and get a good night of rest." I can't knock them and agree, but that shouldn't force you to kill their childhood. They only get to be kids once, so finding the right balance between play and learning is a must. I want my kids to succeed in school, but I also want them living a dope childhood. I don't believe in just being book smart. Let's get them world smart and continue to give them experiences that maybe we never got the chance to do. Some experiences just aren't always the norm. His friends were racing go-karts at a place called RPM Racing, which was also hosting a Mario Kart day. They were going to race on a Mario Kart inspired racetrack while adults wore Mario Kart costumes and lived it up their own way. I almost felt like leaving my kids and partying with the adults. They were getting it in for real. For my son, this might not be a once-in-a-lifetime thing, or it might be. But one thing for sure, after 6 months of prepping for his exam, after giving up his Tuesday nights to study instead of basketball practice or playing with his little brothers, and having to wake up at 5:30 a.m. the next day, well, little man needed to live his best life as a child. He deserved to live it up, so I took him to the party. He wasn't happy that we had to cut his fun short, and that he couldn't hang with his friends all night, but that's the balance I was talking about. He mumbled nonsense all the way home as we expected. He's still a kid. We didn't get mad at him and used it as a moment to teach him why we were doing things the way we did. Chances are he will forget that his time was cut short, but will remember that we raced against adults dressed as Mario and put the beats on them all. I mean, we beat them all down. Those childhood memories are what matters. They only get it once. Bend over backwards to make their childhood memorable. We only got to live our childhood once. The same applies for them. Make it a dope one. In conclusion, we all want the best for our kids, and dads like us sometimes have to suffer a little bit when we go all out for them. It's part of the process, and most of the time, real dads would keep those complaints in. I don't. I complain like crazy, but it's my way of reminding myself of the bigger picture. I took a vow to be a dad, not just any dad, but one that wants to see his child grow in ways that I didn't. I want him to have a way better life than I did, and even though I had a good one, there are still many ways to make my kids' lives even better than I had. Our time becomes their time, and sometimes we end up doing things with them that just isn't fun for us. Things that we love to hate. But when you love your kids the way real dads do, those sacrifices are nothing compared to watching them grow, smile, and live a happy childhood full of dope memories. We could complain about waking up early, or complain about the circumstances like I always do. But all of those things become moot points when you start to reminisce about their childhood and your journey as a dad. The willingness to sacrifice our time, comfort, and even more to make sure they live a dope childhood is worth going all out. Like the homie 50 Cent once said, joy wouldn't feel so special if it wasn't for pain. Go all out for your kids and let the dope memories be your reward and let them serve as your revenge. As always, keep making your presence felt. Fathers matter. We matter. Fatherhood is lit.